Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
On air and online from Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne.
Manage a baseball team.
Little League.
With Budweiser.
Fantasy League.
It's the home opener for the Sox with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. They asked fans to be in their seats 20-plus minutes ago now. No ceremony has started at Fenway.
Suckers.
Glad they got everybody in there by 12:45. Let's welcome in producer, Patriots Radio Network, Mark Capello, who enjoys a decaf coffee and a dessert every now and again, and has Zo very upset. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Peter. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Oh, hi, Mark.
I'm doing, hey, Zo, what's going on? Well, what are you spewing? I'm hearing you're spewing all sorts of stuff. What's going on?
I'm just setting the scene as to what we do on our road meals, and we just went through the Masters bone-in cowboy ribeye with the side of cream spinach and Caesar salad, wedge salad, which I would choose, the wedge salad.
And this is the part, Mark, that your name came up. As Hardy read the dessert items, there's a here are the options.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
I love the dessert.
Hold on, Mark. Why don't you tell Beetle what you order alongside your steak to dip every single piece of steak that you cut into?
I've been out today. Blue cheese.
The blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, pint.
The blue cheese dressing.
Got an entire pint. Yes.
I've been out to dinner with you before.
A little taste
of the blue. Little taste. You'll give it a little dip in there. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. You got the blue cheese, a little dip with the ribeye steak. It's fabulous. Okay. If you've never tried it, people out there, give it a go. You'll love it.
I'll tell you, I've had like the blue cheese sort of crust they'll put on it at Capitol Grill.
Now you need to get like Kent's. He's talking about Kent's.
I know. Listen,
Kent's Steakhouse.
I'm just saying it's a similar thing. It's all derived out of the same sort of combination of flavors. So I know what you're talking about. I would also say that when it comes to dessert time, these options at the Masters are pretty good. Tiramisu, vanilla bean creme brulee, and a chocolate crunch and praline cheesecake. Some very good options. And this fired up.
Right there.
Yeah, it fired up Zo.
The home run. Yep.
Home run.
Because Zo doesn't like the desserts. So we go to these nice restaurants, we get a nice big steak or whatever, and it's like, God
forbid. How many hours?
Let him speak.
God forbid you want a coffee or a dessert after dinner. I mean, what is so wrong with that?
Why don't you hit the Starbucks at the hotel? How long was I sitting on my ass on that wood bench in Denver? Nice place.
You left.
Yeah, because I warned you guys, 2 hours and 45 minutes in, I ain't getting dessert.
So literally gets up and says, I'm taking a lift and I'm going back to the hotel. There's 12 people sitting there still trying to have dinner and dessert and coffee. This guy decides to get up and go to the hotel.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I want to do. 4 hour freaking dinner on the road.
Hey,
we got to get up at 7 hours.
I'm not saying I'm in love with the 12 people dinners either. I'd rather have a small dinner too. But at the end of the day, if you're up with 12 people, you got to stand, you got to sit there, you got to wait. That's the way it works.
I think it's rude when everybody, you have to sit there while everybody has
when you get up. No, it's rude when you get up in the middle of dinner and leave to go to the hotel and everybody's still sitting there eating.
I was in my Escalade. I went back. No problem. You know what's rude?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Order dessert after your caloric intake of the 12 people and their 15 drinks that they've had prior. And the only reason they're ordering all this food because they're so intoxicated, and I got to worry about my voice the next day, so I want to get some rest.
Bob Sosie makes it to the end of dessert, doesn't he?
Of course he does. He's a gentleman.
He's not worried about his voice.
Gentleman Bob.
Bob likes the dessert. Yeah, Bob likes the dessert. Matt Smith liked dessert, and there's a lot of people that wanted the dessert.
Matt Smith doesn't want dessert. He wants a drink.
He does. Okay. Well, I don't drink at all, so it's not the alcohol for me. It's about having a nice
drink. More and ordering O'Doul's at a bar, like you doing your decaf coffee.
This is what we listen to.
This is what happens every time you guys go out to dinner.
The two of them.
That's Dennis Knudsen.
Doesn't stop. What's up, Kevin?
Our head engineer. He's brilliant on the road. This is why Bob and I sound so great on the road. Dennis Knudsen. He's the most annoying person to eat with also. I've told the stories. But you, Chuck Morrison, and Mike Perry have it right.
Pack it up. Go and do your own thing. Time to go.
We've told you for years,
you can join us anytime you want, buddy.
You annoy me, I think, more the way you eat than the way Capello eats. I'm bad, thankful Capello. We're just having fun here.
At least we all get along.
Yeah. I love Capello. Because you know why? He eats the same thing I do. Love it.
All right, Cap.
See you, bud.
I love Dennis. See you, bud. Thanks, guys. See
you. See you. Bud. Mark Capello, ladies and gentlemen.
And here's the talk. That's what I like. We eat, the food comes, Capello. It's like, yes, head down. Just cuts and eats it. No grab ass. No talk.
You do everything in a rush when you eat out, too.
I like that about Capello, but then... Yeah,
that's why, because you're the same way.
Comes to a freaking standstill at the end, though.
You guys... You do everything in a rush in your life. You know that?
I move, man.
You're just always moving.
Look at this. We got to eat. We got breaks. You got to hurt and hit the head.
Buzzing like a neon light.
Shaking
Scott Zolak.
Taking pictures, shaking babies.
Humming.
All that.
Oh, they finally started the ceremony over at Fenway Park.
Jesus. What is it? You fools have been in your seats.
It's slow to get moving over there.
22 minutes after
something that'll make you so feel better watching Keith Lockhart work.
I'm fine with it.
How'd you get 22 minutes?
I'm seven after. They said be in your seats 12:45.
What time is your watch say?
Seven after.
I think your watch is a little slow.
30 minutes. Wow. 25. 26
your watch
minutes.
A couple minutes slow.
You're right.
Almost a half hour after they told you to be there. They finally start doing something. 617-779-0985. A couple of football items. Aaron Rodgers story. Have you followed this thing at all?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers has spoken publicly about a recent story with former teammates that all bashed him in a story on the record. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has responded. I want to talk about that. We'll do it next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Social with Budweiser.
Yo, fans, it's games like this that used to get me over-medicated.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you have any regrets in your relationship with Mike?
I wish I hadn't said anything after the Bills game last year. I wish I'd just gotten him in person. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to him, but I know how it came off. And that's what I told him when I met with him face-to-face. But no, you know, I think the beauty in our relationship was that it grew year after year, and we learned really how to communicate with each other. The beauty in our on-the-field relationship was that there was a ton of trust. So when I read stuff like, oh, you know, I disrespect him by changing all these plays, I had a lot of latitude. He knew that, and I knew that. I called the two-minute. I'd call stretches of no-huddle offense. But he wasn't sending a play in, and I'm like, nah. You know, a lot of times he would send two plays in. Hey, do you like this or that? You know, and that's what it grew. The trust level was really high. And I know it makes it tough on a play caller when I'm going in a no huddle period or I'm going a 2 minute of knowing exactly what's called. But that's the trust that we had, and that's why I appreciate getting to play for him for so many years.
Aaron Rodgers on the radio in Milwaukee yesterday. He blasted the Bleacher Report story about him and his relationship with his former coach, Mike McCarthy. Number of players who spoke out in that report about Aaron Rodgers, the way he conducts himself as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I feel like Aaron Rodgers really tried to downplay any issues between him in Mike McCarthy. In that story going back to last week, Ryan Grant claimed that Aaron Rodgers always had a chip on his shoulder when it came to dealing with Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy had previously been the offensive coordinator with the 49ers, passed on Aaron Rodgers, said that Alex Smith was a better quarterback at the time, and that from the onset of those two being together, he held it against him.
I think Rodgers a lot of the time rubs people the wrong way. He's a tough dude to read. A little smarmy, a little cocky, a little condescending, if you know what I mean. The way he deals with people. Sort of the strange family thing, which is another indicator or, say, a red flag. And if he is awkward to, say, certain past teammates, and you ask something about him, what do you do? You're going out of your way to say something about him. Now, I don't want to say I feel bad for Rodgers, but I'm sure every single thing it said about him is not 100% true, and this is why he's sort of fighting back here. But, yeah, he seems like a guy that needs that chip to sort of motivated.
I love
Brady does it, but he's good at internalizing it. Rodgers is not good, it seems, as internalizing things. Like, he remember telling the press, people, you need to R-E-L-A-X, relax. You know, just his handling of everything.
I love some of these
quotes. He doesn't talk to his brother.
You know? I love some of these quotes. One close source to Aaron Rodgers saying that he didn't really respect McCarthy because he was a buffoon. With a quote, Mike has a low football IQ, and they used to always bother Aaron. He'd say Mike has one of the lowest IQs, if not the lowest IQ of any coach he's had. A Packers personnel guy, unnamed, he's not going to respect you if he thinks he's smarter than you about Aaron. And then another teammate, Dewan Harris, said, you start arguing, you start losing. When the money's bad, you argue. Talking about you start hating everything about someone's existence. By the end, that's what was going on there.
Part of the problem, too, is if you don't respect a guy as a play caller, and I think this is part of the problem, is they move the ball well between the 20s. And just for me watching, and I've talked about this in games I've called against the Packers, where you see Brady, and he rushes the sideline. He'll throw the helmet, he'll get pissed, but he throws it on that little thing behind him. Here comes Hoyer. He moves the cooler, sits down, and boom, Josh is next to him with the iPads, and they're scrolling through stuff. Rodgers comes to the sideline, puts his baseball hat on, and stands there with his arms crossed and watches the defense and speaks to nobody. So all of a sudden, you don't have a coach that's worthy to coach the kid. And this is why, if you're Josh McDaniels, you really want to go to Green Bay and deal with that? You want to deal with this guy? And I'm not saying you're trying to trash Rodgers. I think he's top two guy. It's him and Brady, top two guys. But then you get inside the red zone, and it's street ball. Like, you got nothing for us here, Mike. You're good at moving us, but now we're not innovative enough to punch it in the end zone. Like, it's scramble drill time, and it seems like they never really built the defense. And I think if you're Rodgers, and now you got the guaranteed money, look at it, I have carried this team. And if you truly feel this way about McCarthy, and you know, he takes a shot or something, this stuff's going to start getting aired out in losing season. Like, losing infects you. It becomes sort of a thing that takes over, you know, wears on you, and it gets heavy. And he's probably pissed that things are being said about him.
Probably not
100% true.
JerMichael Finley, yep. Greg Jennings.
I wonder what
Ryan Grant. I mean, these are former teammates of Aaron Rodgers that all were willing to go on the record and talk in this story.
I wonder what Martellus Bennett thinks of him. Like, that would, because like Bennett tells the truth, right? Hey, I'm trying to sell my ring. Why? Because it's not important to me. Yeah, I love playing here. Won a championship in New England, but it doesn't define me. Or Martellus Bennett will tell you what he thinks, and he's a lie. I'd love to hear what Bennett has to say about Rodgers. I tend to believe that guy.
So you don't believe the current players that are in the story?
I do, but I don't think it's always true. I mean, I play with guys you trash, and sometimes it gets a little overkill. And maybe the guy wasn't nice to you, or he avoided you, or talked down to you one time. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take my shot.
Well, Larry, let me ask you this. Are there four ex-teammates of Tom Brady that would go on the record and speak out against Tom Brady right now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are certain staffers, I guess, would, right?
Teammates.
Got Hogan.
Players.
All right, yeah.
Four former players.
Good question.
Could you find them? I don't think you could.
One person clapping for Price. No, you can't. I don't think so. Doesn't that say something over a 20-year career? Like 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, I believe it. I think Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a prick, which tells you why he may have dropped in the draft Mike McCarthy passed on him.
I think Rodgers has passed, and the way he deals with people makes you really 100% dig in and believe his story. And now he's starting to lash out because he didn't like, puts him in a negative light. It attaches to him and his great play.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers just strikes me as a bit of a drama queen, is what it sort of strikes me as. And his coach was a buffoon. He's not wrong. His coach is an idiot.
He's the most, I think there are two quarterbacks in his league and different styles. He and Cam Newton, I think, are the two biggest diva quarterbacks.
So there was also a report that, you know, to go back to this McDaniels angle that you had, when they called Aaron Rodgers to tell him who the new head coach was, there was a pause on the other end of the line.
Probably didn't know who it was.
Probably like, who? Mm-hmm. You hired who? And there was a message of don't be the problem, Aaron. Don't be the problem. It sounds to me like Aaron Rodgers had zero input into who the team's next head coach would be. Why do you think that is? Because Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass, and the team up top is not even going to deal with him. Forget him. Hire who we're going to hire. Yeah. He's not going to like the guy no matter what. Do you think they may have taken that track?
Maybe. Maybe that's part of it, but yeah. I just think his past and the way he deals with people has really cast a bad light on him. Again, issues with the family. Doesn't speak to the brother. What happened with the thing? What was the thing about sending the packages back? Or
yeah, Christmas presents. His family
Weirdo.
Sent him Christmas presents.
Weirdo.
He refused them and sent them
Weirdo.
Back.
Weirdo.
His family that he's not speaking with. So I
mean, there's always two sides to one story, too. So,
well, I think that Aaron Rodgers side is that he's sort of difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of evidence on that side, and there's plenty of evidence that Mike McCarthy's a dope.
Right.
So all of the above can be true. Meanwhile, 49ers are reportedly interested in Patriots free agent kicker Steven Goskowski. You might be saying, why? They franchised their kicker. They did, but Robbie Gould doesn't want to be franchised.
It's like Vinatieri.
And has not signed the tender. And so they could rescind the tag, and they could sign Steven Goskowski.
Could be good timing for them from a standpoint. Okay, maybe there's a snag or a hang-up here with Gostkowski coming back to New England, and maybe he wants more money. Maybe they don't want to stretch it. Like, let's take advantage of another situation where New England's close to signing a guy or retaining a guy or bringing a new guy in, but somehow they just can't close that door.
By the way, this report not coming from New England. It's coming out of San Francisco. League source tells NBC Sports Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from the 49ers side of things. I want to believe the report. I also know that it could be trying to put some pressure on Gould.
They're stirring it up with Gould.
They could be.
Putting that out there. Yeah.
Could be either or.
Smart by them.
They might really have interest in Goskowski because they don't know if the kicker is going to hold out, and they have no interest in watching a kicker hold out. I get that. So they may have interest, but Steven Goskowski may not have any interest of his own.
You're not going to sit there and say, hey, let's let a kicker hold us hostage.
Right. Wait. Oh, the kicker is going to hold it?
We're just guaranteed.
Well, then pull the tag back and get another kicker.
Guarantee you over $4 million bucks. Suck it up, pal.
Let's go back to your phone, 617-779-0985. Steve is in Connecticut. Hi, Steve.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, so I have an idea, though it's rapidly fading since they're handing the rings out. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah. So the way the Red Sox have been playing, I have a background in psychology. My thought was, don't give the rings out. Instead, put them on what is called a contingency reinforcement schedule. Oh. As the players improve their play, give one ring at a time to the most improved player until eventually all of the players receive a ring. That's called a positive reinforcer, which is more effective than a negative reinforcer. I also have an idea about a negative reinforcer, which you may want to hear.
I'm good.
Let's hear that. What would be the negative, the opposite of that?
The negative reinforcer is you tell the players if they don't improve their play, Mr. Cora will be gone as manager, and the new manager will be Bobby Valentine. And, yes, and you hire Mr. Valentine. If they have a blowout where they're blowing the plays and they're behind 15-2, you bring Mr. Valentine into the dugout to parade him in front of the players with a scowl on his face. Uh-huh. But negative reinforcers are not as effective as positive reinforcers. A positive reinforcer would be to give the rings on a contingency basis for improvement to the players. You just don't hand them out as a reward to a team that's completely failing.
Okay. All right. Steve, I think you're overvaluing how much the players care about the ring itself. I don't think that they would play harder for the ring. I think it's nice to get the ring. I don't think they care about it enough to make it the positive reinforcement that you wish it to be. It's nice. Players are currently getting their rings at Fenway Park. By the way, Rob Manfred in the house today.
Is he the fourth old guy?
He's the empty suit.
I didn't know who the baseball. Looks like he's the guy, like the head guy at a funeral, right? Standing next to Sam Kennedy. Is he a guy standing next to the other side of John Henry?
He's right there. I'll point him out to you. I don't know where in the order he is.
It's Henry Hoyer. Okay, there's Sam Kennedy.
Next to Dave Dombrowski.
Dombrowski. Okay, yeah, the guy looks like he's opening the back door of the hearse. Yeah, Manfred.
He works at the funeral home now?
Opening the back door of the hearse. Here comes your sport. Slide it right in.
We will tell you what has played out here at the ceremony to this point. There were a couple of surprise guests, former Red Sox players, including one controversial former Red Sox figure. We'll get to that coming up after headlines with Hardy.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Zoe and Beetle are in the shadows of Fenway Park for the home opener. Live from Lucky Strike with Budweiser. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They missed it on this one. This is Panic at the Disco, correct? Mama said there'd be time. Like, bad choice of song.
Is this what they played at Fenway?
Yeah. This song.
It looks like it's wrapping up. It's 1:38. It looks like the ceremony's over. What did that last? 20 minutes? Good thing they got everyone there an hour and a half early.
24. Yeah.
25. They still have to do introductions and line them up across the baselines, don't they?
What did they just do?
They introduced them to go get their rings.
And they all lined up, did they not?
They all walked out one
But they
at
still
time.
Have to line them up for the national anthems. They line up both teams, don't they?
They're going to introduce them all again?
They usually do on opening day.
Oh, no.
Both teams.
Oh, no.
They just flashed their names on the scoreboard. They didn't introduce them by name.
Okay.
Has Rochy taken his picture with Wally yet?
I don't know. I don't know. So David Ortiz is there. Pedro Martinez is there. Mike Lowell is there.
Looks to me like Ortiz got a ring. Yeah, that's a ring on
Manny Ramirez was there. I thought that was a bit of a surprise. I like that. Good to see Manny. And Curt Schilling was in the house today.
Good for Schill.
He's back. I remember there being some controversy about him not being there. Was it last year? When was that?
Yeah, didn't get the invite, but did get it late, and it was back and forth. That was like the celebration year, right?
I forget what that was all about.
Hey, so he's up.
Was it the 10th anniversary of 07? I don't know. They do all these anniversaries.
It was the anniversary of 14.
Yeah, maybe 2 years
What, was
ago.
It the 13th anniversary or the 14th anniversary of the 2014?
Yeah. No. For the first time in a while.
Lockhart digs himself. I'm sorry.
Schilling was there. Yeah, Lockhart.
He loves himself.
Keith Lockhart is there.
Who doesn't love
himself? Zoe has an irrational hatred of...
Nope, but I buried that when I saw him at...
Elton John. He thinks a lot of himself.
Saw him at Elton John. Yeah, we made fun of Wiggy. Yeah. It's good.
Where do you do those concerts?
Symphony Hall.
What do you want me to say? Gillette Stadium.
I would have been like, Fenway Park.
We do them over at the Paradise. We used to do them at TT the Bears. But they
House of Blues. So, yeah, right down, right behind that Green Monster there, House of Blues. Peter, you were there. It's the Yacht Rock.
We really had some issues there in that time when Avalon closed and the new House of Blues wasn't built yet. We're sort of homeless for a time.
Okay, so they're bringing Blue Jays out of their dugout. Another 3-5. 3-18.
Yeah. The last place Blue Jays and the last place Red Sox.
Yeah.
Two bad baseball teams coming together. on the field at Fenway.
Jesus, if this drags anymore, Jim and I might see Gronk.
It's so slow.
Coming out of the wall.
No, it's going to drag till 2:10.
Oh, this Jim. Is such
no,
a
No, there's
drag.
No dragging. It's the game starts at 2:10. That's the dragging. That's the end point.
We might see him right there by the garage door there where they come out.
What a drag. This thing takes forever. I like them unis, by the way. Those Toronto uniforms.
I like them.
I like that they went back to the old
ones. I do.
Big fan of that.
I saw the guy did everything he could to get on TV here, the Expo guy.
Yeah.
He was here 2 years ago with his macho. I love those old uniforms.
Just reminds me of, Cito Gaston, Joe Carter.
Remember the old Astro ones with the stripes?
Those 92-93 Toronto Blue Jays, Robbie Alomar.
We had the old Astro ones when we were in Little League. We were awesome with, like, the orange and the yellow, the stripes across the chest. Awesome. Like Nolan Ryan ones.
Good uniforms.
Oh, yeah. The old pirate ones.
Good uniform talk.
Buckos. Look at this hardo. Easy Marchand. Brad Marchand is catcher for the Expos.
Blue Jays.
Team Tech. Yes.
Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Blue Jays. That's who you're talking about. What's the temperature outside, Zoe? Can I get a real feel? What's it feel like right now?
Well, I haven't been outside yet, and I'm not taking this jacket off because I'm still freezing in here from
it's
our
cold
walk.
In here, too.
Right now, it says 37.
It's dropped. It's 39.
I think it's going to go up.
Now it's 37. The temperature is dropping.
Jesus.
At 142 on this Tuesday.
Bogarts came out. It was nice of him to take that hood.
Did he take it off?
Yeah, he had it down over his neck, so put his hat on so he looked normal. He'll have his face mask on. Jesus.
I don't know how a guy like him does it.
Aruba.
To be from Aruba and then to go anywhere else in the world. To leave there and have to do anything with seasons. There's no seasons there.
No.
It's beautiful. It's 12 months a year.
Leave Island.
No seasons in Aruba.
Weather. No.
Joe is in Revere. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Beetle. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
My man.
I hear you on the radio. I know it's taking like forever.
Yeah, you call us. Yeah.
On this,
hey, Joe.
Podcast that they're doing. I always listen to the other station. And no, you should have heard that.
What a waste. What a drag.
Did you fall asleep? Did you fall asleep?
Excuse me?
Did you fall asleep?
Yes. I did, to be honest with you. But it was good to see Manny and everybody.
Oh, yeah. I love Manny. Hey, Joe. Monday's Marathon Monday.
Shillin's my man. Shillin's my man.
Of course he is.
I was glad to see him, too.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Are you taking your kid to Marathon Monday again? Did you lose him last year?
No, I lost him at the parade.
Oh, that's right.
But the marathon, I don't know. I don't think I can take him out of school. He's got to stay in school.
Is this school vacation next week?
He'll remember that. Yeah.
That day.
He's out of school.
School vacation
Joe.
Next week,
Joe. Oh, yeah,
that's
right. They're out of school that week. They're out of school. Most likely, I will take him. I will take him.
All
but
right,
I honestly think that the Red Sox, after this weekend, they'll be in good shape because they play two lousy teams. And if
Arizona's lousy. Team,
Arizona stinks.
No, I know they stink. You said that to me yesterday. I know that. But
Oakland a good team?
I just think Oakland's terrible, but they can't win in Oakland.
What do you all these excuses. What do you think Sale does today?
Sale pitches great. Sale pitches great, and the bats wake up, and they win easy.
All right.
They win going away.
All right, Joe.
That's my prediction.
I'll take your word for it.
Tomorrow. Okay,
all right, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Have a good day. See you later, Zoe. Take care.
Come on, man.
See you, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye, Zoe.
See you, Joe.
All right.
Fell asleep.
I would, too. It's just dragging. Oh, my God. It's just too long, too overproduced.
Patriots
too
aren't
much.
There yet. Have you ever seen the Patriots?
Too
yet?
Much.
How many?
Too much. Always.
How many clubhouse people?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's rags forever. It's always overproduced, though. It's always too much. Always is. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand. Coming up from Lucky Strike Social, we're brought to you by Budweiser, legendary lager for legendary moments.
Thank God.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
There's the pitch.
With Budweiser. It's the home opener for the Sox with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor says, hey, lose that weight, take their advice and set up your consultation at any of the five Awaken 180 locations. All right. Interesting day today, huh?
Yeah, so reaction from the day as we sort of close things out here from being on the road.
What the Boston Pops look like out there? Remember when the Titanic went down? And I was standing around.
No, gentlemen, it's been an honor
nice
to play with you tonight. Is that what he said? Is that what he said there
yes.
at the end?
No one's listening down? To us. Well, they don't listen at dinner either. Let's keep playing.
How do you even know that? He knows every freaking line.
I knew one of the lines. Yeah. Got to give me some credit there.
You brought it up.
Yeah, you are the guy who brought it up.
Is that a Super Bowl?
It's a tuba.
It's a tuber.
I thought it was a...
They're playing O Canada? Is this O Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What Canada. Is this, hockey?
I wish they'd turn it up a little bit here. So
they do the Canadian National Anthem for
Toronto.
They do that every baseball game?
Yeah, you ever been to a baseball game?
Not a...
They've only got one Canadian team right now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Toronto, it used to be, you know, if Montreal was in town for... I'm trying to think, was Montreal after... Yeah, Montreal was still around after interleague play. So Montreal played here at some point.
Okay.
Yep. Always for the Blue Jays, though. Nice. Times or so a year.
There we go. Put that American flag down.
Chris Sale warming up on the outfield grass just a couple minutes ago.
Peter was a little alarmed, and we figured out it's still 22 minutes from first pitch.
And I'm like, oh, wait, because we're still 20 minutes away from first pitch at Fenway on opening day. So we'll see how Sale does today. I think Sale's the story of this game.
Oh, yeah.
The story. And it will continue to be a story until he shows up, because he hasn't done so yet.
Radar gun.
How's the anthem sound?
Should be standing up.
Give it a grade? Yeah, I kind of feel like we should. It's kind of weird. I mean.
Take your cap off?
Yeah, we're not there, but.
I'm usually getting ready starting lineups.
I do hear the anthem.
Like, Bob takes his headset
I think
off.
We should probably stand.
That's what I respect about Bob, being a former Navy man.
I mean, what are we going to do?
Navy nautical blue pants. Bob takes his whole headset off.
If one else is standing, if we could get a. If we could move the camera.
Everybody standing
up. Everyone's standing. I like that. I mean, I wouldn't stand at home, but, you know.
I was just outside to see the American force of the...
I would be quiet to be respectful, but I have to keep doing the radio
show. Trying to listen to
a
song.
We have to keep speaking because we can't just go silent on the radio. That's not allowed. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Grace Lines from Slapshot.
I don't do it to be disrespectful.
Shut up. I'm trying to listen to the effing song. Slapshot. All right.
Okay, good. Yep, play ball. Put the caps on.
Okay. Nice.
Now we'll wait for the...
See which Patriots get to see which Patriots show up now. Story of the week.
You see any airplanes?
I don't hear any airplanes.
I don't hear any airplanes, guys. What happened to the F-16s?
Too cloudy. They can't see.
I think the flyover was canceled, gentlemen. I don't see any flyover.
Maybe you do it after.
Oh. What was that? Oh, that was just
the ball. That was a bowling ball.
Because usually we could hear them. You know, come on up. Yep.
So what are we doing for takeaways?
This is it. Just, reaction from the day here. So any other parting thoughts?
I don't know. Like, thank our friends at Lucky Strike for coming here for a couple of years now. And nice, expansive place. One of the nicest turnouts we've seen for the home opener.
Thank our friends at Budweiser for making all this possible today.
Thank you.
Much thanks to them.
Tell you what, sneaky good French fry here. Fries came out and thinking, okay, it's regular fry. Then you bite that fry. It's cooked to perfection.
Sneaky good French fries. Josh Polonsky, one of our engineers, totally agrees. Yep. Gives that a thumbs
up. They pass your test, Dennis?
The Josh seal of approval.
Was your burger burnt enough? Here we go.
All right, so here's what we got. Rob Gronkowski in attendance, holding a Super Bowl trophy. Nesson, you're doing a terrible job. Yeah, we get it. Who else is there? Who else is
Edelman.
There? Edelman.
Derek Rivers.
Derek Rivers.
Dietrich Wise.
Your boy Hoyer.
Number 39. Who's number 39?
I see Ted Karras.
Dante Hightower. Is that Hightower or is that Chung?
That's Chung. Chung's got the baseball.
Those guys look more and more alike, don't they?
Good for Chung.
They got that same exact hairstyle.
Edelman.
Number 72.
72.
Who's 72?
I don't know.
Yeah, the notable ones.
Etling.
Gilmore, Stephon Gilmore. Did you say him yet?
Oh, yeah, Etling's there.
Okay.
Hoyer and Etling.
Danny
are there.
Etling.
Oh, Etling's taking advantage of all this stuff. He's been everywhere.
Sure. Oh, he was on Brady's duck boat. Him and Alex.
Matthew Slater. Keon Crossen. In the mix. McCourty.
Obi Melifonwu.
Duke Dawson.
Jason McCourty.
See Obi Melifonwu there.
Duke Dawson. Joe Tooney.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
Tooney.
Yeah. Little Chung. There you go.
Yeah, Chung's not wearing a jersey. He's wearing a
Red Sox jersey. Nice.
On. Like that.
Chung. This is good for TV.
Well, what would you like me to do?
Why do they only bring four trophies?
They only have four on camera. There's six there.
There are? Oh, yes.
Oh, they're holding them. Yeah.
And they got all six of them stacked behind the mat.
Pretty.
All six of them there.
Is it Dion Lewis taking
Mookie
pictures?
Betts. So there are three ceremonial first pitches that will be thrown out. Mookie Betts is one of the people that will catch. Who are the Jackie Bradley Jr. and who is the third? Edelman will throw out a pitch. He's warming up the old
kind
arm.
Of hat to, he's a special hat.
He's wearing his Edelman hat, JE11 hat.
Is that a JE11 hat?
Yes, it is.
It's a nice hat.
Okay, so Gronk, Edelman, Gilmore will throw out pitches. That's the setup that you've got at Fenway.
Is that Ninkovich?
Keep my eye on Gilmore. Best chance of disaster.
Nope.
Not bad. Good.
Gilmore, nice toss, kid.
Gilmore threw the best.
Gilmore with a nice throw.
Gronkowski he's outside. Ready. Edelman outside corner.
I've seen the other two do it. I've never seen Gilmore.
Betts, who's the third guy catching? Does anyone
you kids out there watching right now to see Mookie Betts.
Oh, is
Julian
that Pierce?
Edelman.
That's Steve Pierce? Look like Steve Pierce. Couldn't see you in the face.
You know, we sit here and we say, you know, just drop it another banner. Remember what it felt like?
It almost doesn't. It's weird. It almost doesn't register anymore. Isn't that sad?
You people realize what you're watching now.
It's
with your young kids. Like my 14-year-old has saw four World Series championships.
Isn't that insane?
My son was born in 09. How many Patriots and how many Red Sox championships has he seen? Like this, you know, man. This doesn't happen. Other cities don't do this. It's pretty cool. Yep. I don't care who showed up.
Just another banner-raising ceremony.
All right.
Just another one. Felger Mass coming up next.
Another hole put in the books. That's it. Thank you.
We'll be back at it tomorrow, 10 a.m., back in studio, okay?
Appreciate it.
See you then.
Hey, hottie.
Bye.
You're a clever boy.
Clever boys.
Clever boy.
See you guys. Bye. Have a great day.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
No one says it like they do. What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on Red Sox opening day. You enjoy the festivities, Maz?
Yeah. Marginally. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
I wanted to enjoy the festivities. I wanted to enjoy them. But while they were announcing the players to go out and get their rings, which to me is sort of the whole point of the day, they had the music up so loud on the broadcast that you couldn't hear the crowd, really. Well, what's the point of that? Like, the whole point is to hear Nathan Eovaldi get his applause. Like, that to me is what...
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.